Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And we welcome you to the Beyond CEO Radio. I'm the host, Bishop Stan Phillips. Amen. And today, I just want to take another chat about what's being politically correct or being physically correct. First of all, we just want to say welcome to our program. We hope that you enjoy what we have here sharing today. Let us just bear with you, amen. We're learning as we go. We want to bring you an improved and much better polished program. But most importantly, we want to bring the truth to the dark. And so you're becoming a place of work. Now today what I want to talk with you about, amen, is this. President Barack Obama, his administration, are very adamant supporters, apparently, saying 23. We're saying to the Obama says there's no good reason for invasion of things that he did. So the administration has defended India's brief in the Supreme Court. Amen. Urging them to strike down California's Proposition 8, defending marriage as between a man and a woman. This, according to the Christian Post. Obama told reporters at a press conference at the White House on Friday, a few weeks ago, California has no good reason for banning same-sex marriage. They should treat everybody fair. Let's treat everybody fair. Obama also said his administration was becoming involved in California. Proposition 8 passed in 2000. It was filed unconstitutional. He says this attorney from the Supreme Court asked the thing to develop a law which doesn't provide any rationale for discriminating against same-sex couples. Other than Justin Moose said, well, they're same-sex couples. If the Supreme Court asked me or my attorney general, a solicitor general, do we think that these constitutional muscles, I felt it was important for us to answer that question first. The answer is no, according to President Obama. Bob, to meet you today. This program is not about being politically correct, but about being civil. You want to call in? This is the whole city of the Sunday issue today. You can call in at 347-888-9345. And you can call in at 347-838-9345. What's really going on? What's going on with this country? What's going on with our leadership? Public says we don't have any leadership at all. I'm telling you, I'm not this country. I'm a veteran. I served in the U.S. Army. I'm proud to be an American. But I'm more proud to be a citizen of the Kingdom of God. So today we are going to look into this issue of things that's meant. What does the Bible have to say about it? First of all, we need to get some spiritual background. We cannot identify with God, stand on the Word of God if we don't know what the Word says. We can't help anybody. This is not about, let me just tell those that are listening today, man, this is not about condemning somebody. This is not about, you know, trying to destroy somebody. I'm telling you, this is about taking the Word of God to each and every person that does not see that this has not received Jesus Christ, amen, and let them know that God sustains the faith because He loves us. He's trying to help us, but we have to choose. Yes, that was the call in, 347-838-9345. Leviticus 18 and 22. It says, you shall not lie with a man. It's one lie with the heat. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20 and 13. There is male, to those who lie with their woman, both of them have committed a sexual act that they should be put to death. That blessed is a woman. Clearly, the Lord is precise in his condemnation of the homosexual act, of the lesbian act, of same-sex people coming together in a sexual context. Clearly, God is saying, this is forbidden. Now, I know that also, I don't believe the Bible. Let me tell you, just because people say they don't believe it, does not take away the fact that this is true. Well, some people are saying, well, Brother Mel, you believe it like that. I don't believe it like that. Again, it's not about how you believe or how you believe it, if it is the religion, if it's the truth of what it is. It is declared by the one and only God. Yes, the one and only. Yes. Let me say it again. Yes, the one and only. The God. Not a whole lot of God. Not one God with different names and places or different nationalities and creeds and things in different places. Oh, one God. That's confusing. Great. The one living God. The whole Baraka. The whole Manik. The El Shaddai. I am that I am. The one living God. The God of the body who says, amen. And same sex. Sexual encounter, amen, is abomination. It is wrong. Period. So therefore, with me, that if God has not wanted to come together in sexual contact, man is a wanted one. Surely he would not want to see it. I'm trying to just get into something that we feel spiritually anyway. 1 Corinthians 6:5 says, or do you not know that the unrighteous are not inherit in the Christ? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, thieves, covetous, drunkards, ramblers, swindlers, shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. The world wants to talk about God. I'm thankful for the love of God. I'm thankful that he loves us. He loves me. He loves you. He loves us. How is love? Our sinfulness. Our disobedience. But how many have children out there? You can love your children and still disobedience. You can still love your children and punish them. I know that's contrary to what the world says. That's contrary to what the way our nation wants to, some of the nation wants to push us. Well, you don't want to fight them because you might damage yourself for things to be. Let yourself for things be dead. It ain't going to be easy. They don't survive. What they need to learn is obedience. Sometimes that obedience is the thing to do. Sometimes. Romans 1:16-20. But just read that God gave them hope and bringing back. When the women exchange a natural function for what is a step. And in the same way also the reach said that the natural function of the woman is burned and the desire toward one another. Men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own person the due penalty of their sin. I believe that we call that hate. And just as they did not speak the silence of God any longer. Let me just stop right there. I know there's folks that go around saying they're homosexual or lesbian or liar or cheater and that they're Christian. That's a lie. You can't be what God's going to condemn and be what he calls born again. Called out. You may be a person claiming a title that is not representative of who you really are. Because if you're alive, you're alive. But if you're homosexual, and you're homosexual. And the Lord, I wish what's going to happen to those that are liars and homosexuals and covetous and drunkards, is that we're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. So therefore, amen, we cannot be, according to the biblical definition, a Christian. God gave them over to a defined mind to do those things which are not comfortable. In other words, God says, okay, I'm going to let you do what you want. I've told you the right way. I've told you what is better than acceptable. It's fun that you don't want to hear my guidance. You don't want my meaning. You don't want me to tell you the right way. You don't want to hear it anymore. I'm going to let you do what you want to do. I'm going to say a lot of people clearly again in the Bible. Again, amen. You can reach us at 347-838-9345. 347-838-9345. And we're going to be soon adding chat to this also. Amen. So you'll be able to log in through the chat line. Amen. Through our chat line. We're going to be able to take that with you. If you don't dial in, it's a different stuff. We want to know what you think of your world. We want to know, amen, is there anybody that agrees with you? Is there anybody out there that disagrees with you? Amen. Because, to be honest, you're not disagreeing with me, you're disagreeing with God. One God, the only God, is God number five. He's disagreeing with you. And this world, amen, where God is love, and God is love, and God is love, well, he's a righteous God. Because of his love. His righteous, his love flows out of his righteousness. His righteousness flows through his love. In other words, amen, it's like those, amen, that claim that they don't necessarily believe in Jesus Christ, or they say they believe in God. But they are not followers of Jesus Christ. They have not been born again. They have not been baptized the Holy Spirit. They have not been baptized, amen, in water as an outward show of this conspiracy towards the world. And then again, maybe they have. So those are just external things. But the point is that if we really are Christian, then it means we are disciples. We follow the teaching of Christ. We don't pick and choose which one we want to follow, but we follow the teaching of Christ. We imitate, we do what he did, and we say what he sees. One of the things I tell our church, amen, is that being a minister of the gospel, amen, a preacher of the gospel, a teacher of the gospel, in a lot of ways I think it's easy. Because we have to come up with our own stuff. We have to try to reinvent anything. All we have to do is repeat what God already said. Repeat what Jesus already said. And so it's a follower of Christ is what we're supposed to do. And so homosexuality is clearly condemned in the Bible. But it also goes against the creative order of God who made Adam a man and Eve a woman. Not two men, not two women. He created this to man, to feel, and to do. Just one of you. Homosexuality cannot carry out that commission. It is therefore a contradiction to God's stated desire. Come on now, somebody. 808. That's 288. And you can call in and reach us at 347-838-9345. Amen. We're going to take a commercial break here. I just want to say to you, amen, you can reach us, amen, on Twitter, amen, Facebook. You can go to our website, amen. We are the outreach ministry. Church of Baptists in Tennessee, and we are specifically under our institute of military, and our desires here in the island of Hawaii, and then to reach the soldiers and families. Anybody else, amen, who's seeking a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm also here in the word, reaching, building, and establishing. And we're reaching the lost, building church, establishing. So go to our Twitter, amen, you can find us, amen, MTTFOY, our Facebook, MTTFOY.org, right here, amen, our radio broadcast. It's going to be hard to get over here. What's really cool? That's what we're talking about. What's really cool? What's behind this in this place? We're saying, amen, that there's no good reason for a ban for things. sunshine, you know, law, California's Proposition 8, passed in 2008 because the administration system, it was found unconstitutional. Amen. Thomas is the president's office initially supported civil union, but not saying such men. Amen. Like a lot of politicians, amen, he does flip flop the system. He has since changed his mind in support of the civilization.
Right. No, this homosexual don't want this one. They want special one. They want
all the passion that they successful. They want to determine marriage and require everyone else to accept. That's why you know pedophiles when we ask them for a right on their immoral sexual activity to be okay. They're going to want laws passed in their sexual behavior. Telling you to tell us about the world of God. Here, you can call in at 347-838-9345. You can get us on Facebook, amen, at MPTM Fellowship for Wine, Cleveland County, MPTM for Wine. You can go to our website, www.mptmfellowshipforwine.org. Liberals and the dogmatic pursuit of all these immoral, illicit things, amen, pushing them upon our nation, amen, not only, amen, from the political spectrum, amen, but also from the media perspective, hallelujah, promoted in our schools, TV and movies, it's normal and healthy, amen, and as a result, their confidence, those that are on the liberal side, and those that are in the temples of gay and lesbians, amen, they've gained confidence and successes have pumped up their morale so much that they even oppress those who oppose homosexuality. In fact, blatantly, amen, ignored, of course, by the liberal leaders. The word of the Lord, what am I trying to teach them? First of all, I'm going to say, amen, that there is hope for the homosexuals. Hallelujah. All people pray God's law. I bring God's law. Homosexual lesbians, lies, teachers, and when he breaks God off, even that gift person, so all the business is such a and not accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, by living according to the living God, they are breaking God's law. And all of us, but I want you to know that there is hope. Also, that is to realize God is holy, and you go right to the king, always said again. If he did not do this, he would be approving a wrong thing. However, God is a 1 John 4, 8. He is patient, Romans 2, 4. Waiting, wanting people to repent, ask them to confess. Come, he saves them, now they come to his spirit, now, you know, so that they might be redeemed. All of us is on the shore of the glory of God. But all of us have to choose to reap for the glory. Paul says this way, amen. All of us, nevertheless, it is our friend with a higher calling in Christ Jesus. All of us. 1 Corinthians 15:4 says it is made possible for sinners to be saved. Amen. For a righteous gift of God by faith, what Jesus is on behalf. Amen. It's spoken, amen, that I bring that in our, passion a week, amen, folks are found funny tomorrow. I just want you to know, amen, that God, hallelujah, is loving God, a forgiving God, a righteous God. He doesn't want to see any of us perish. He wants us all to come, amen, to his kingdom. He wants all of us to hear him say, well done, thou good. Prepare to close with this. And one more time, I just want you to know we appreciate you being here with me this morning. And we want you to tell your friends, amen. We're looking for you. We want answers from you. We don't want, amen, just the invisible speak. We want to know that you hear us. We want to know what we need to do to prove what we're saying. I'll give you this. According to the Bible, there is such a thing about God, a man, and a woman. There's 21:24, Matthew 19:46. Gay marriage, same sex marriage, and the perversion, and institutional care. All this is God. That's what God has created. He not condone or ignore it. Morning.